Let's get into the John McDonough story right now. And as you've been hearing, more than a month ago, Blackhawks chairman Rocky Wirtz gave president and CEO John McDonough and general manager Stan Bowman a vote of confidence. But that all changed yesterday. Troy Murray is here with us, the Blackhawks WGN broadcaster. Troy, here's my only question, and good luck with the answer. What happened?
Well, I mean, we can only speculate, why the decision was made, but we do know that it was made. And I think first and foremost, you have to take a look back on the last 13 years and appreciate what John McDonough has done for the franchise. The Blackhawks have risen to a level, winning 3 Stanley Cups that I don't think a lot of people recognized 13 years ago. When Rocky took over, hired John McDonough, things changed drastically. He elevated the expectations. There were so many things that he implemented that are still in place right now, and it's at a very high level as far as the bar where it's been set. And I think for Rocky, it was a very tough decision to make, knowing the success that John had over the last 13 years and rebuilding the identity of this franchise, putting it back on the map at a much higher level. Winning the 3 Stanley Cups is something that is just incredible for him to be a part of. But you move forward. And I think that Rocky had an opportunity to reflect on where this franchise is heading in the direction the next couple of years and in the future, made some tough decisions, and that decision was to remove John McDonough from his position. But I think everybody has a lot of admiration for what John did. I certainly enjoyed working under John and WGN. His relationship with WGN through the Cubs put our relationship on a much higher level, and look where we're at right now. So there's a lot of things to be thankful for John McDonough's tenure here. You thank him and you move forward with an interesting decision of where Rocky and his son Danny have to make in what they want to try and figure out how to replace John McDonough. And that it will be, I think, a long process. The decision, I don't think, is going to be made quickly, because when you look at making that type of decision at that high of a level, you want to make sure you get it right.
Troy, what do you think will be the most lasting impact of John's 13 years as president?
I think that just where the bar has been raised, the expectations. You, 13 years ago, when I was here, I was a part of it. When you walked around the Chicago community, you didn't see Blackhawks. You didn't see jerseys. You didn't see billboards. John, and with the help of Rocky, just elevated it to a level that had never been seen before. And obviously you have a product on the ice that is tremendous and win three Stanley Cups. But I think the standard of where John McDonough took this franchise 13 years ago, where he left it yesterday, is where you really, I think, look at that legacy. And obviously there's the convention that has been highly successful, canceled this year because of the situation. But I think you just look at where the expectations of this franchise are at this point, and you look back, and a lot of that has to do with how John McDonough worked this team into a position where it is now highly recognized, not only in the Chicago area, but all across the United States and Canada and the world.
Troy and Dave, Bowman was not mentioned in Rocky Wirtz's public statement or the internal memo. Are we to read anything into that at this point?
Well, that's a good question. And that's pure speculation. But there is one thing for sure, that I think everything is on the table to be looked at. When you make a decision of this magnitude, obviously there's layers involved. And, I think it, and this is just my opinion, if Rocky came in and just cleaned house, that would be, I think, a really tough decision to make. But he decided to remove the top level. And then I think that as you move forward, whoever comes in next will look at everything. And that's the scouting staff, that's the management, that's the coaches, that's the players. That includes probably the business side of the organization. Everything gets involved. Everything gets thrown on the table in a situation like this, I think.
I have to ask you, Troy, are you optimistic that we're going to see hockey?
You know, that's a great question. But again, it's pure speculation. You know,
sure.
We don't know what is going to happen. And mm-hmm. as you listen to the commissioner of the NHL, Gary Bettman, say, well, you know, we don't throw many options off the table, and we have lots of options on the table, but those are only options moving forward. You don't know if it's a month, it's 2 months. You know, do you move into July and still try and figure it out? I strongly believe that they will try somehow, some way, to finish this season and crown a Stanley Cup champion. I think the major issue moving forward is what happens next season. Because the NHL, I believe, is willing, and they've said this, they're certainly willing to play these final games out in the regular season or the postseason, whatever and however it starts, without fans. Next year, if the buildings are still empty and there's still a distancing mandate in place, where does the season start and how do they start? I think that's a bigger question. I think that they can focus on just playing games this summer and then next year trying to deal with how you fill the buildings up. If you can fill the buildings up, will you ever have the same protocol that has been placed for years and since ever? Things are going to change, and I think the unknown is something that we can only speculate at where it will end up at.
Troy Murray, thanks for your time this morning. Troy, we hope to be hearing you on Blackhawks broadcasts here on WGN soon.
Well, I sure hope so, and Bob and Dave, I hope you guys are safe and healthy.
You too.
Thanks, Troy.
And
thanks for having me on.